Where do you go for the insights and intel that keep you informed? It's easy to find tons of news and how-to stuff, but what about the commercial acumen, the business awareness that separates the good from the great professionals? The insights, the trends, the nuances, the patterns, the predictions, the drivers of change. Well, I'm Rob Brown, and that's exactly what we're doing here. With this brand new Accounting Answers podcast, I've interviewed 111 people who care about accounting, who talk to tech experts, fellow professionals, and clients every day. These people are on the front line in seeing what's working and what isn't. And you can't beat a variety of experts that comes from not just a couple of conversations or talking to your people in your own bubble. You need diversity of thinking and perspectives. So we're asking a range of experts in accounting, finance, and tech the same five questions about change, talent, people, tech, and the future of accounting. And in this daily show of 10 to 15 minutes, you get over 500 brilliant, passionate, and articulate perceptions, insights, viewpoints of professionals with a stake in the game. And each episode gives you five answers to one of these questions, so you're a step ahead of everyone else in knowing what the world is thinking about the topics that matter. Let's jump into today's episode. For the next 5 days, we're getting future-focused and asking our experts, leaders, and influencers for their top three predictions for the accounting world in coming years. We used to have a good idea about what was coming up. Progress was linear, transformation was gradual, not exponential. But now we're in a period of rapid transformation. Tech and people are complex things, and we need our experts to share their best thinking on what's ahead. It's time to listen to Bob Lewis, an accounting M&A specialist and president at the Visionary Group, bringing a wealth of experience to guiding accounting firms through mergers and acquisitions to foster growth and success.
Okay, first of all, the M&A stuff, merger and acquisitions, is not going to stop. It's going to accelerate. The other part of it is it's going to accelerate more into their client base. So I have a firm with 500 business clients, 250 of them are non-sellable. That's fine. All right. It's the nature of the beast, whatever reason, too small, wrong industry, whatever. The investment banking arm will be brought inside firms. Right now we're showing firms how to partner, like to bring in an investment banking arm to partner because that client has manufacturing clients that need to sell, distribution clients, professional service companies that need to sell. They're aging out and they're going to go no matter what. The question is, why isn't the firm helping them actually find a buyer for that particular opportunity? Because they don't have that in-house. So if they're partnering with an investment banking company, they can actually get that sale made, take a percentage of the success fee. But more importantly, I get to now keep, meaning I'm the CPA firm, I now get to keep the assets. So I can build my wealth management department. I can do my trust, my estate work. I can create a family office. Because there's going to be a massive liquidation of these companies, and it's going to create a lot of transfer of wealth, which means a lot of services, and firms really should be able to control that. I think that's number two. The third thing I think is firms are going to become the one-stop center for everything. I'm going to go there for my IT services. I'm going to go there for my HR services. I'm going to go there for all, of course, my accounting kind of related issues. I'm going to go there for everything I need to run my business, insurance. It may not be inside the firm. It may be through a network of partnerships the firm creates, but that's what a firm should be looking at is because they own the client and what they own the relationship. Hey, look, I own a business. I find it to be a lot easier if I could go to one place to get everything. It would be much simpler than having to go, oh, well, I need to get insurance. I need to get technology support. I need payroll. I need financial reporting. What do I even not know that I need? That's the more scary part is what I'd find out later that, oh, I should have. I think I went for years of having workers' comp insurance in the beginning. No idea. I just didn't have it. Didn't have a workers' comp insurance policy. I'm like, well, that's a learning curve. Thank God nothing happened there. But things like that, I think firms should be one center. I think they'll be able to really expand a firm's footprint and make them much more valuable. Now you can add a layer in the data analytics and everything else that they could put in for clients as well. A tremendous funnel for new kind of exciting dynamic work. And that'll draw in people, by the way. Your recruiting problem will go away if you've got that kind of a center in place. But that's what I've got. And, you know, sometimes I'm drinking when I come up with these conclusions. It's, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen. But that's my thoughts on where this industry's going, at least to start with.
Welcome to the show, Brannon Poe, founder of the Poe Group Advisors, the leading M&A advisory for accounting practices, helping firm owners navigate the complexities of buying and selling their firms.
More firms are going to adopt the virtual model. then most of that is going to be, a lot of that is going to be driven by staff need. So the staff, they're going to be more and more of the shortages are going to be forcing firm owners to offer remote work. So I see that increasing. And the staffing shortage actually will force accountants to really rethink their business model, because in the past you could grow and staffing wasn't really a constraint. Well, if staffing is a constraint, now you've got to grow with more intention. So the owners of these firms are getting burned out because they can't find good help. So all the growth is kind of falling on the partners' shoulders a lot of times. And I'm seeing firm owners finally get to a point where like, oh my gosh, something's got to change. And I can't solve it with people, so I got to figure out other ways to solve it. And it's a blessing in disguise because they're finding new ways to solve these problems. And it's really creating some interesting results in what they're choosing to do. They're choosing to get out of certain lines of business. They're becoming more focused. They are becoming more selective on the clients they serve. They're forcing them to, into remote work. So that's another. So there are a lot of like side effects that are occurring that are really kind of good as a result of the staffing shortage. Yeah. And then my last prediction is I do think that you're going to see firms become more professionally managed, and that will be partially driven by private equity getting into the space. It'll also be driven by modern firms getting into the space. And so you're going to have a lot of different models competing. And the older traditional model of the way firms have operated, for decades, is increasingly going to be less and less attractive to the client.
Let's now dive into the insights of Brenda Jordan, CEO and founder of Sobi Analytics and Sobi Growth Academy, where she uses her expertise to help accounting firms leverage data analytics for growth and efficiency.
So client advisory services will become the number one service provided by accountants and demanded by the market. In order to achieve this, as I've already said, accountants do need to upskill to understand the causality of the results and the nuances at play. The second one is that AI, as I said before, is here to stay, and I believe it'll continue to automate, those heavy manual processes, but will become stronger in terms of predictive and prescriptive analytics, which will assist accountants in both accessing and understanding and pinpointing those insights that are relevant to a client. And the third thing is I believe less businesses will fail, including accountancy firms, which is a big one. And my reason for that prediction is that, as I've already said, 9 out of 10 businesses are failing currently. And we've got to ask the question, why are they failing? Despite the huge volume of data and insights available to them and the support they're getting from their accountant, they're still failing. So I believe the reason they're failing is that they are not asking the right questions, and neither are their accountants. And so one of the things I think is going to change is the right questions will be asked, which will significantly improve their chances of survival and growth.
Hey, with us now is Bruce Dittman, Trigger CGO, Chief Seconds Managing Partner and Coach to Champions, dedicated to helping coach business leaders and professionals to achieve their highest potential.
Okay, number one, through a painful and perhaps even fraught maturation process, someone will figure out how to run an accounting company like a business, not a partnership. It's happening now, but I don't know that, I don't believe that's the final state. So do I think that private equity investment and bifurcating out assurance practices, great. I bet it very well may work great, but someone's going to figure out how to create a company that deliver excellent, caring, thoughtful, and sort of judicious services to the client base, but that are going to run it like an actual enterprise and not like a partnership. Prediction two is that non-accounting firms are going to buy accounting firms. So we've started to see the tip of the iceberg here where, you know, in my time at the firms where I worked, we bought assurance practices and we bought insurance practices. We bought wealth management practices. We've subsequently seen a few wealth management practices by accounting firms. It makes a ton of sense and solves to my first prediction, which is how do we get the work of the business of accounting inside a real business, not a partnership. So that's number two. Number three is that the industry right now is heavily invested in advisory non-compliance services, right? And that means everything from actual business advisory and consulting to manage IT services to bookkeeping and fundraising. I mean, anything really. And that's great. I love that. I'm glad it's not just forensics and litigation support and valuation anymore. That's awesome. Something that's been happening, that's going to continue to happen, that will have to be solved too, is this. Previously, your average firm, average large firm, the revenue was split, let's say, in the old days, 50% audit, 40% tax, 10% advisory. And then in the past 5 to 10 years, maybe it's gone 40% audit, 35 or 30%. You see where I'm going with this, tax, and the balance advisory. What we're going to end up with is a plurality. And what happens when advisory has that plurality from a leadership perspective? What does it mean when non-tech, quite possibly non-CPAs run accounting firms? And I can tell you from the case studies that you can see out in the field right now, because there are some awesome things happen. Okay. No offense, CPAs, but it's nice to have a someone with a different perspective who didn't grow up in the CPA funnel culturally or any other way. So what happens when advisory has leadership plurality, when they become 36%? That is going to be really exciting and fascinating. And I don't totally know the answer, but I think it's going to be to the good. And I wish everybody well with it.
Tune into the thoughts now of Calvin Harris Jr., strategic CEO of New York Society of CPAs, renowned for his expertise in accounting and leadership, shaping the future of the profession through innovation and advocacy.
It is a tough question. Only three. So I will start with the biggest first prediction is just relevancy of the accounting world. I think this is an ongoing comment, an ongoing question, whether we're talking about technology or how we use technology. You got to start with relevancy. One of the questions I hear every time I go to a college or a university is, will accountants still exist by the time I graduate? It's a common question. My answer is always yes. And I can give them a litany of reasons why. Yes. And I end up by saying, I'm actually excited for you, because knowing what I know, I actually think it's the best time in my lifetime to actually be joining the profession. But we have a fight for relevancy. We have to make sure that as accountants and as accounting leaders, that we are not just talking about how great accounting is, but helping people to see how important we are to the economy and to the world at large. So relevancy is my first prediction, because I think you will constantly hear people talk about how we fit and how vital we are to the economy. So I think that's one prediction. Another prediction, of course, is on technology. I think you'll see accountants find even better ways to leverage technology. I will admit, on my phone, I have a generative AI app that helps me a lot. If I'm trying to think of a new idea, I punch an eye, it gives me great ideas. Now, I do the work after that, but just that helps me save a lot of time. It helps me be more efficient. So I think finding ways to leverage AI, generative AI now, but you know, AI has existed for a while, and I think it will keep iterating, because that AI tool and other tools learn these days. Machine learning, I think that trend will become so prevalent and so common that accountants will have to almost fight our own inertia to stay relevant. So we're back to that word relevancy. And I think the third thing is still leaning on technology as well, but it's about us being strategic business advisors. When I think about how I was trained to think about the past, and I put my education up against anyone else. So that's not a complaint on my education. I feel very fortunate to have gone where I went to school. But at the same time, I wasn't trained on how to think ahead. That's what happens now. When I go to colleges and universities elsewhere, I see topics like data analytics. Well, that wasn't talked about when I was in school. It's common now. Forensics, again, not common, but that not common when I was in school, that is now. So I think us leaning into those sort of areas, whether it's data analytics, forensics, machine learning, blockchain, those allow us to be more strategic. They allow us to be more forward-thinking. People don't typically think of accountants as being forward-thinking. The economists often beat us out on that. But we have the opportunity to be forward-thinking because we can take the data and the information of the past and help leverage that for the future. It's not terribly different from what meteorologists do. So we can actually be just as great at that and probably a little more accurate than your average meteorologist. So I think the third thing will be us becoming true strategic advisors to our clients.
So there you have five great answers to the question, what are your top three predictions for the accounting world in coming years? Every working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on what is coming up prediction-wise, what are they willing to bet on, what do they see in their crystal balls. That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with a fresh week comes a fresh question and more thoughts from the best accounting leaders and influencers we can find. Thanks for listening to the Accounting Answers podcast and sharing this brand new show with your friends. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North America region and the UK-Europe region. Great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.